Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm your host, Vic Palladian. It's currently sunny and 6 degrees outside our East York studios. We'll be moving to a high of 12 this afternoon. On to our headlines. Prime Minister Harper finds himself in a bit of hot water. The Blue Jays continue their losing ways, and plans for Caravana have been revealed. Now to our top story. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been hiding documents of national security from the House of Commons, and is now being asked to release some information. The documents include reports about Canadian soldiers and the tortures of Afghan prisoners. Speaker of the Commons Peter Milliken has given the government and the House 2 weeks to make a compromise as to what will be revealed. If no agreement is made, there could possibly be a ruling which charges the government and its lawyers with contempt of Parliament. This has been an issue since December when these documents were released with serious censors. From federal to provincial politics, the policy for sex education in elementary schools has faced a ton of criticism since Premier Dalton McGuinty made his original proposal. He did admit, however, that the government should have done more to see what parents thought, and then he rescinded his original idea. Now, they will be establishing a new curriculum. Education Minister Leona Dambrowski feels, however, that a lot of the terms from the old proposal could remain in the new sex ed programs. She told CP24 that they would either take the whole document and move it forward, or they could move parts of it forward and save the rest for another time. Either way, the McGuinty Liberals will be faced with some controversy. The provincial government suggested restructuring the healthcare system earlier this month to save money and increase efficiency. Under the new system, the provincial government would give money to hospital clinics that perform well. Conversely, it will cut off resources to clinics that are underperforming. The Liberals suggest this model encourages hospitals to specialize, focusing their resources into particular treatments. But there's one MPP who's not afraid to say he doesn't like the plan. New Democrat Peter Tabin spoke openly in his home riding of Toronto Danforth on Thursday.
In the end, the healthcare problems we have in Ontario aren't going to be solved by competition. They're going to be solved by larger investment in keeping people healthy in the first place, then making sure that what we spend intelligently and responsibly. We should be engaged in health policy that provides excellent care at every hospital.
Tabin said the UK has tried similar strategies and seen an overall service decline in public service. Speculation that the Liberals are moving towards opening the market for private clinics abounds among union members and healthcare workers. The provincial budget for the year will be announced next week on March 25th. Until then, Ontario residents can only speculate about what the Liberals have in store. That's all for news, and now on to sports. Just how many games will the Jays' bullpen blow this season? Blue Jays' ace Sean Markham pitched a gem against the Boston Red Sox, but the bullpen could not close it out. Reliever Kevin Gregg gave up a bases-loaded walk in the eighth inning, which gave the Sox a 2-1 lead that they would not relinquish. The Jays and Bo Sox will close out the series tonight at the Rogers Centre, as Toronto hopes to avoid the sweep. The first pitch is at 7 o'clock. Now a quick look at some hockey action. The Detroit Red Wings embarrassed the Phoenix Coyotes in Game 7 of their first-round playoff series. A huge 6-1 win sent Detroit into the second round, and they will now move on to face the best team in the Western Conference, the San Jose Sharks. And in the East, the first round will wrap up tonight as the Habs take on the Caps in Game 7 of their series live on TSN. Let's keep the ball rolling and move right to entertainment. Caravana has got the green light once again as plans were released for the event yesterday at the ROM. According to CP24, $500,000 will be invested in this year's event. A recent study by Ryerson University shows that Caravana makes over $400 million profit every summer. And everyone's favorites, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the rest of the Peanuts have been sold for $175 million. According to CP24, EW Scripps has decided to sell the rights to Joe Boxer owner Iconics Brand Group. The comic has been printed in over 2,500 newspapers since 1950. And that's all your latest information from the world of news, sports, and entertainment. This is Vic Palladian for Observer Radio News. Thanks for listening.